Well, I guess first off, just, you know, where are you at? Obviously, you've been through this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ahead at all in this one? I know you had your surgery a little earlier.
Well, I feel good, yeah, compared to last year. So, you know, I just got to just play it out like I did last year.
Yeah. Are there you hoping to be back?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's always the goal. Yeah, same way as last year, you know. Had surgery 2 weeks later this year, so that I did last year, you know. And going through the process last time, with the injury that I had, I understand what I have to do this time to come back. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a challenge. I'm always up to it. So, definitely shooting for week one.
So, if all goes well, beginning of camp, would you be able to go full tilt?
Or? Yeah, well, I haven't really talked about the time frame, but same as last year, you know, I'm definitely going to work my way in when camp starts, you know, and then see how I feel from there.
When you see what a guy like Adrian Peterson did coming out of knee surgery, is that you want to be the next AP?
Yeah, well, I just want to be the next man, get on the field, you know. I want to play a whole season. So I'm looking forward to it, you know, seeing AP or AD. Everyone calls them AP. It's AD, actually, all day. You know, Oklahoma University. But yeah, the way he prepared, you know, definitely need to talk to him and see how he came back from his ACL as well. So, but there's a lot of guys been in the same situation, so just have a stepping stone ahead of me.
When you did it, did you realize that it was as serious as it ended up being?
No, it actually was. It wasn't as bad as last year, so I wasn't really too sure. I just know I wasn't stable. So I got off the sideline, you know, and they took me out and they told me what it was.
We'll just talk about that disappointment a little, obviously.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really helped. Was that?
Very. You know, working my way back just to play football. You know, I just want to be out there as much as possible. So that being taken away from me, you know, it's a tough situation with all the time I put into it. So I'm just looking forward to get back out there. That's a good day that I will.
What was Jim's message to you guys as you had your own ways now?
Just to be smart this offseason. He said that basically set the tone last year. A lot of incidents that happened. So he said we got to start off in the offseason to come back with the new spirit, basically. So, you know, that's just how things go this year. But we're definitely looking forward to next season.
Does having gone through the rehab that you did once already, does that help you a lot now? Or does it make it seem a little bit more overwhelming?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, they give you time frames on when you're going to start to feel better, when you're going to be able to do this. So, you know, every day I go into the therapy, you know, and I know I'm a week away from doing something new. So it's always an advancement. It keeps you excited about getting back.
You're ahead of schedule, Nick, you were saying.
I am. Feeling good. The muscle definition is back. I get to start some water workouts here in a couple weeks, which is good news. You know, they weren't expecting me to be where I'm at right now, so it's always good to heal fast.
You staying in town or heading to Seattle this offseason?
I'll be here for a little bit, okay. And then I head home, get the kids settled, probably come back a little early to start rehab, get a jump start on the offseason program.
You're always good at this sort of thing. Can you sum up what went wrong this year, why things went so bad, and what you need to do this offseason?
I just believe, I think it's pretty obvious we didn't finish the games we wanted to in the way that we did previous year. And in the offseason, we're going to have to take players more of a leadership role and start practices at a high competitive level and then finish them at a high competitive level. Because it just seemed like once we made mistakes, it just overcame us, you know, the moment, and we couldn't bounce back like we did the year before. And a lot of that starts in offseason. You know, it kind of sounds cliche, but really it does start with the things that we do on the field. And if, as leaders, we can kind of convey the message that, you know, how we approach each day is eventually going to be how we approach each game. Then, you know, we'll win. We'll finish those games.
What can you do when you're not going to be around your teammates the next 4 months?
To be honest, you just hope for the best. You hope that guys learn from this past offseason. Understand that the distractions that followed us into training camp hurt us a little bit. And if you won't be that guy, you most likely won't be putting on the Lions jersey in 2013. But I think a lot of people are so disappointed in the season, collectively and individually, that we'll come back. We'll come back ready to work, and guys will be in better shape. And we have a lot of up-in-the-air positions, you know, a lot of people that have a chance to earn spots. So it's going to be very competitive.
Did Shorts make that message clear that if you have those mistakes, you won't be?
Oh, yeah. He said it was similar as last year. You know, you make a mistake that costs the team and put us in a position where we have to address these things for a whole year. And he mentioned that in the meeting. You know, it was unfair for guys to have to, like now, you know, answer these questions over and over when there's so many more things we should be focusing on. And if you're going to be a guy that does that, then you'll be sitting at home.
You guys, pretty much in every loss, had a chance to make a play at the end, offense, defense, special teams, mm-hmm. to win.
Yeah.
Does it become harder to evaluate that when you're 4-12 and close versus 4-12 and you're getting trucked every week?
You know, it's a good and a bad. You know, you look at games and say, oh, man, we were so close. And, you know, I'd rather be close and get blown out. But then when you're so close so many times, then you have to look a little bit introspectively and say, you know, what are we not doing? You know, it's bigger than the coaches. You know, it really starts to hit home with the players. You know, we're sitting in the locker room saying, you know, why can't we finish these games? And you know, I don't say it's play calling. I don't say it's decision making with the coaching staff. It's on the players. You know, the physical errors, physical mistakes that we just didn't make. And the year before, we embraced those moments. And we got to figure out how to get that back.
Even at the beginning of the games, Nate, this year, earlier in the year, you guys went 5 games without scoring a touchdown in the first half.
Yeah.
With this offense, based on what you guys are capable of, how do you come to grips with that? And you know, that's leaving a lot on the table.
That shocked us just because, you know, we felt that we were one of the more explosive offenses in the league. But we started to get a clear understanding that teams are playing us a lot differently. You know, this isn't 2012 or 2011 where teams kind of let us run around. You know, they were bold enough to give us one-on-one coverage and run in between zones, but they didn't do that, you know, coming into this year. And we had to adjust. And realistically, because it seemed like the formula worked, you know, it was the recipe to stop the Lions, they're going to do that again in 2013. So this offseason, we have to approach it with the mindset that we need to work on those unique coverages and those bracket coverages, because as long as you got an arm like Stafford and the best receiver in the world, we're going to see those defenses week in and week out.
What do you feel like Stafford? What's the next step for him in his development?
It's the same step everybody else has to make. You know, you build on your strengths and then you attack your weaknesses head on. You know, that's what we're all going to do. And I'm pretty sure he feels the same way. You know, like I said before, I don't really know the quarterback position like I know the wide receiver position, but I know him as a competitor. And you know, even though he put up monster numbers this year and he's still one of the best young quarterbacks in the league, I don't think he wants to be in that category anymore. He wants to take it to the more elite level. And he has the capability, you know, and as long as you got the technology to do it, you know, he's going to work towards that.